you to soften my heart and break me apart. I need you to open my eyes to see that you're shaping my life. And all I am, I surrender. Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. I need you to soften my heart, to break me apart. I need you to pierce through the dark and cleanse every part of me. And all I am, I surrender. Oh, give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. Flesh may fail, but my God, you never will. No, I may be weak, but your spirit's strong in me. My flesh may fail, but my God, you never will. No, I may be weak, but your spirit's strong in me. Yeah, my flesh may fail, my God, you never will. Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. What you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. Oh, and I may be weak, your spirit's strong in me. My flesh may fail, but my God, you never will. No, I may be weak, your spirit's strong in me. My flesh may fail, my God, you never will.
God bless you. Thank you, Brother Chris Zimmerman. The funny thing is Brother Dennis and I had a conversation about this before service, about how many microphones we needed. I guess he felt like I didn't need one, so. Oh, God bless you. You can be seated this evening. It's so great to be here in the house of the Lord. Thank you so very much for coming out on a Wednesday evening. And I also want to thank Brother Desta. It is such an honor to have him here. And we'll bring you up a little up to speed in a little bit here. But if you're a guest of ours tonight, we have a connection card and just a green card like this. You can get it out at the kiosk or our ushers. Or if you're online, there's a bit.ly link you can follow online. But we'd like to take and get to know you, and would like to just have you fill that out for us so we can make an acquaintance. Also, if you'd like to give tonight, we have some giving options. You can take and you can look on the screen there. I think we've probably, if you're a member of Calvary Gospel Church, you kind of know how all of that works. So there's some ways to give there. And also, we have a box out in the kiosk if you'd like to just give in person. This Saturday, we have a hyphen bonfire at 6 p.m. And Brother Josh, Sister Jenny Manis, you can see them for any details on that. And next Friday, October 1st, we have our all-church prayer at 7. So we want to welcome or make sure you get that on your calendars. So it's very, very important. We're going to be going in as a church, as a leadership team in the month of end of October, going into November. We're going to start working on our calendar and our schedule and everything for next year. It's hard to believe that 2021 is almost it's today's the first day of fall, and it was a beautiful one. It's a beautiful first day of fall, and it's hard to believe that we're closer to Christmas than we are Memorial Day, I believe. But anyway, so we'll be praying about some of those things, and then so make sure you get that on your calendar for next Friday evening. And then also, we have October 10th. We have Brother Aaron Wright that's going to be here with us. And we're excited about that. He's spoken here a few times before, and he's just made a connection with many of the, especially the Man Up alumni here at Calvary Gospel Church. He's one of the speakers for that. And so make sure you put that on your calendar. And also we have Brother Don Hanscom, which he will be here Sunday, October 17th. So we're excited about this. Kind of happens this time of year when we get around General Conference time. We have some awesome speakers that come through the state, and it's good to be able to take advantage of some of those. So at this time, we have a Bible quizzing promo video.
Have it. What could be more fun than memorizing scripture, playing at a park with your friends, cookies for rewards? On October 3rd, I think we have, yep, there it is. On October 3rd, we're going to do picnic in a park. Bring a picnic lunch or a stop for dinner, for stop for lunch, bring it along and play with us at Bridge Park. Our verses of study for this year are Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, So we have different levels of scripture memorization. First, we have the ultra super memorizers. This is Seth Merkus and Luke Merkus. They are the types who memorize, go to quizzes, compete, and repeat, and they just love it. But you can still be successful about hiding God's word in your heart, even if you don't want a quiz at that level. We are also doing memorization on a smaller scale. We're going to focus on groups of 10 verses each month, starting in October. We'll provide music for those specific 10 verses, encouragement. We will have in-person live practices where you can learn scriptures, work on scriptures, hang out with friends, and there will always be some kind of a reward each month. If you miss a month, you're on vacation at Disney World for the fall, don't worry, you can always jump in the next month. These challenges have no age limit. We're looking for kids age 2 to 92. So if you're 93, we'll have to talk about it, but 2 to 92, you're in. Memorize with us. If you're interested in memorizing like this, or if you want to just play at a park, come with us to Bridge Road Park on Bridge Road in Monona, Wisconsin, October 3rd at 12:30 p.m. Come and play and let's talk about it. Or if you want to, if you can't make it to the park, just talk to me and we'll figure out a way to get you connected, get you some music, and we'll all put some more of God's word in our hearts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister Martha. If we could all stand this evening, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to have his hand upon this service. And then Brother Derek is going to lead us into worship, and then Brother Dest is going to come and going to speak for us. So, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather here, Lord, in your name with brothers and sisters. I ask you, Lord, that your hand would be upon this service, as you'd be upon this worship time. Touch Brother Desta, Lord, as he brings forth the word of God and shares his burden, what's on his heart with us here at Calvary. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is peace. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Sing that verse again.
And I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Speak it over our fear.
Over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Oh, your name is power. Your name is fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, and Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shadows burn like a fire. Oh, and I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I'll speak that name, Jesus.
Jesus over our families. Over every dark addiction. 'Cause I know there is peace in your name.
Just speak the name of Jesus. That is, I love that song, Brother Derek. That is a powerful, powerful, powerful song. Speak the name of Jesus. Your sick in body, speak the name of Jesus. Struggling in life, just speak the name of Jesus. Praise God. It is so such an honor to have Brother Desta here from the country of Ethiopia. And before he comes, I just want to just say a few words if I can do this, brother, if you'll allow me to do this. Brother Desta was a lawyer. That's what his occupation was before God called him to do what he's doing now. And he is the superintendent over the state or over the whole entire nation of Ethiopia. Now, many of you know this and past, and we've shared this, that Ethiopia, we had a major disagreement, if I can put that, in doctrine, and most of the church that we had established there in Ethiopia split away from the UPCI and kind of went their own way. So Brother Desta is literally rebuilding from scratch. And up until last year, he was working about 15% in ministry, and the rest of the time he was working as a lawyer to take and help fund his ministry and the ministry there. Now, I know and I understand that we can't meet every need of every missionary in every town, every city, every country. But Ethiopia is in desperate need of having just a church that they can call a headquarters church, because we've lost all of that. They're also in desperate need of having a training center of where they can take. Now, he didn't ask me to say this. I just started asking questions. And I want to see us be able to take and help him establish a headquarters church in Ethiopia and a Bible school that they can teach and train. Now, last year, we sponsored two pastors, Brother Chris Jansen and also Brother Brandon Ball. Don't tell him I forgot his name. Brother Brandon Ball went there to Ethiopia and worked with Brother Destin, helping offer training to some of these young men that are seeking to go into the ministry. I talked with Brother Desta before service. You say, how much does all of this cost? It's, well, $50,000 will buy land and build a church and establish a Bible school in Ethiopia. And we're going to help them. We're going to help them. We are blessed here, so blessed. We put more money in our roof. It had to be done, but nevertheless, we put more money in our roof this year than what we could build three Bible schools in Ethiopia for. And I understand we have to fix things, but just putting it in perspective, it's not something that is totally out of reach and impossible. He didn't ask me to say this, but while he's ministering and he's preaching, he's going to go back home in a hostile environment and try to rebuild a nation that was once numbering in the millions and starting over. So, brother, we are with you 100% in what you're doing, and we are behind you. Come and preach to us tonight. Share your burden of Ethiopia. God bless you, Brother Desta.
Praise the Lord. I greet you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I was exciting to be here. Before 3 years, with my wife, we were here. We blessed. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all you have done to us. God bless you. Hallelujah. Please have a seat. We have great God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Brother Roy, for your burden to Ethiopia. Thank you so much. I have great honor to Brother Roy and Sister Roy, also for leadership of this church and for saints of this church, for all of you. God bless you. We were here for last 3 weeks. My wife was exciting to be here, but because of reason, she went to California. She couldn't make it to be here, but she told me to give you just greeting. Hallelujah. We had wonderful time in Wisconsin. I have good friends in Wisconsin. You know, after we visited 3 years ago, Wisconsin churches. You know, pastors are just going to Ethiopia. My friend, man of God, Brother Steve Rogers, and Sister Cindy went to Ethiopia to serve us. We had a wonderful time. Also, Brother Brandon Ball and Brother Chris went to Ethiopia. They served us. We blessed through them. Also, another, my friend, Brother Brian Lynn, if you know him, in Indianapolis. He took to Ethiopia his team, 10 people. And we had wonderful time there. So the blessing to Ethiopia is coming because of unity. Hallelujah. Because of unity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As I told you, if you remember, before 3 years, we have children here in Milwaukee. Our son with his wife and with his 3 children. So they are helping us. Just my daughter-in-law brought me here because she has class. She couldn't participate this service. God bless this family. Before I start my preaching, I want to tell you about Ethiopia. If you read or if you have information about Ethiopia, Ethiopia has different calendars. Ethiopia has 13 months. 13 months, 1-3. You have 12 months. We have almost 13 months sunshine. We have raining time, but we have just sun too. Even if rain is there. Why we have 13 months? Your calendar is sometimes 30 days, 29 days, 28 days, and 31? Yeah. But we have, for 12 months, we have 30 days. So every 4 years, you know, after four years, sometimes we have 5 days, sometimes we have 6 days. Those days are 13 months. And our new year is in September. Just 2 days is September 10 in Ethiopia. Yours is September 22nd. So, also we, our date is behind yours, 8 and 9 days. Sometimes 10 days, like today. Our Christmas, about 15 days behind from yours. You know, after you celebrating Christmas, after 15 days, we have Christmas. We have more than 80 languages. 80. We have more than 80 ethnics. Also, our population is 110 million. 110 million. Who like coffee? Oh, almost everybody. Do you know that the first time coffee discovered in Ethiopia? You don't know? Okay. You know, there is one region, the region called Kaffa. The first time coffee discovered in Kaffa. Because of that, coffee called coffee. It's true. If you want to get nice coffee, come to Ethiopia. Brother Brandon Ball was asking me all morning, Brother Desta, please take us to coffee house because we have nice coffee. Yeah. So, as I told you, we have more than 80 ethnics. Because of that, especially at this time, we have problems, political problems, even war. People are dying at this time. You know, things are so challenging. But always God has way. Hallelujah. We have hope. Hallelujah. You know, Ethiopia mentioned in Bible. Also, God gave promise, you know. Ethiopian people, you know, will stretch their hands to God. So, the world will be changed for revival. Hallelujah. God is great. Hallelujah. Would you stand just to read the word of God? I'm going to read Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. Actually, most of my scriptures are from book of Ruth. Some scriptures are from NIV. Let us read the word of God. Then Naomi said, wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. For the man will not rest until the matter is settled today. Hallelujah. Do you have issues? Do you have cases? Do you have prayers? God has power to settle everything. Hallelujah. The word of God says, then Naomi said, wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God will not rest until the matter is settled today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we pray together? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this church. Thank you for your people. We are before you today. Give us your message. Give us your voice. Give us your instructions. Give us your spirit to wait before you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Be seated. My topic is waiting before God. Waiting is, not easy. Waiting is not easy. Do you have friends who are not punctual? Do you have husband or wives who are not punctual? You know, sometimes, you know, it's difficult to have tolerance. But waiting is good. Patience is good. Praise the Lord. especially before God. Hallelujah. Our God is everlasting God. Hallelujah. Before God, one day is like thousands of days. Thousands of days are like one day. Because he is Almighty God. He can do whatever when he wants to do it. Hallelujah. When we read Ruth chapter 1, there is history about six people, about Ruth, her husband, her sons, and her daughter-in-laws. Because of famine, because of problem, Ruth and her husband with their sons, they left their home to find bread. They left their home to find blessing. But when they got there, you know, things were not as they expected. You know, Naomi lost her husband. After 10 years, Naomi lost her sons. She became empty. She became very sad. It was tough time for her. But after time, she heard the news. As God visited Bethlehem, as God visited her home, so she decided to go back. And she told her decision to her daughter-in-laws. But her daughter-in-laws said, "We are going to with you." But she said, "No, just be here. Be with your family. Be your country. And marry another husband. So it's not important to go with me." But they tried to go with her. Ruth explained all things very well. "You are young people, young ladies. You have chance to marry. You have chance to live good life. So go back to live with your family, with your husbands." Orpah understood that's not good for her to follow Naomi. So she decided to go back. The word of God said, chapter 1, verse 14, up to 17, up to 18. "At this, they wept again because they had love. They were loving each other. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. 'Look,' said Naomi, 'your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.' But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God may God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me.' When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. It was not easy to decide to follow that widow woman, that poor woman. Ruth hadn't home, and Naomi hadn't home. Also, she hadn't food. She hadn't anything. But Ruth decided to go with Naomi. Orpha kissed her mother-in-law. She said goodbye. When you read the Bible, you cannot see the history of Orpha. Just her history stopped there. Because she chose, you know, just her comfort, temporary life, temporary blessing. But Ruth decided to achieve her destiny. Hallelujah. To receive great blessing. She decided to pay sacrifice. She decided to deny herself. It wasn't easy, you know, to follow widow lady. She followed Naomi. You know, when you see the history, after they get Naomi's town, Ruth, the second day, Ruth started to find food. She went to glean something from field because they hadn't food. Ruth wasn't her intention benefit for herself. Her intention was to serve Ruth, Naomi, you know, to help that old lady, to comfort her, to be with her, to give her encouragement. But she denied herself. She denied temporary life. She denied temporary marriage. Everything. She said, where you go, I'll go. Hallelujah. Your God is my God. Your people is my people. I decided. Hallelujah. Her decision was very tough. And she started, you know, to help, but God led her to Boaz's fields, farms. You know, she hadn't any idea, but God took her to blessing. Hallelujah. So, when Boaz saw Ruth, he asked, who is she? She is Ruth, who came with Naomi. Okay, give her whatever. Give her chance to take everything. Hallelujah. And he allowed her to eat, to drink. But Ruth was surprised. She asked to Boaz, why you did this? Why? Why you did? Ruth chapter 2, verse 11. Boaz replied, I have been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law. Since the days of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard about you, so you deserve blessings. You deserve respect. You deserve whatever. It was amazing for Ruth. And, you know, she was reporting to her mother-in-law. She was telling. So, Naomi said, you are on the track to be blessed. Hallelujah. You know, Boaz is our relative. He's our kinsman. He's our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. So, she gave her instructions to wash herself, to perfume herself, no, to attract boys. And she followed the instructions. It was nighttime. He ate and he drank. He was just sleeping. When he woke up, he saw one lady. And he asked, "Who are you?" "I am Ruth. I am deserve to be your wife, to take me." And he replied, "Okay." He blessed her. "You didn't run with young people. You didn't say poor or rich, but you are following the right way." Hallelujah. It was wonderful. Hallelujah. "So, just wait," he said. "Just wait." Hallelujah. "People will know about you as you have noble character. So, just wait." She was a wonderful lady. She knows, you know, how to wait. So she heard, and he told her about another person. "There is near than me. Let me ask him. If he wants to take you, he has chance to take you. But things will be good for you. Just, my daughter, wait," he said. So she went to and reported to her mother-in-law. Then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today. Things will be very nice. So just wait." And he asked the nearer person in front of elders, in front of witness. So the person gave him chance. He took Ruth to marry her. And her life changed. Do you know that? Ruth is the mother of David. She became to be mother of king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, Jesus came through David. Hallelujah. She became blessing for many. Hallelujah. Because she decided to deny herself. She decided to be close with her mother-in-law. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we are living in this world. We have so many problems, especially this time. We have many challenges, but we have to choose good decision. Hallelujah. You know, she was listening to her mother-in-law. She was receiving the instruction. Also, she was ready to serve her mother-in-law. She wasn't working for herself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God has his own church. He purchased his church by his precious blood. Just we are chosen people to be part of his church. Some people want us to go to church for their benefit.
But it's not important for us to come church or to serve God for our benefits. Because already our God, Jesus Christ, done everything for us. He gave his life on the cross. Hallelujah. There is no better than this. He paid price. He gave his life for us. Hallelujah. You know, Orpha decided just to kiss her mother-in-law. Some people are just like Orpha. They are looking temporary things. They don't have vision. They don't have long sight. They think just temporary thing as chosen people. Hallelujah. We have to have vision. God has plan for us. We have destiny. Just God did not call us just for temporary things. He has better things for us. He has blessing for us. Hallelujah. We have to be close with his church. We have to be close with his people. We have to receive instructions. We have to receive his voice from church. Hallelujah. God has representatives in church. We have leaders. We have pastors. We have to hear the voice of God through them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to come to church to serve God, to serve church. Hallelujah. God knows about us. He has plan for us. We think, you know, just something, temporary thing, but God think great thing about us. Hallelujah. He has great blessing. You know, Naomi told to Ruth to wash herself, to perfume, to attract boys. Yes. So, wives, it's good to be attractive for your husband, not for another person. It's right. But it has spiritual meaning. We have to be washed by his blood always. We have to perfume our life before God. We have to receive his spirit always. We have to be close with him, with church. We have to have unity with people of God. We have to have unity with our pastor. Hallelujah. Our leaders. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we follow the instruction of church, or in another way, if we follow the instruction of God, we'll be blessed. We'll be winners. We'll have victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please don't just judge things just, you know, in short sight. Have vision. See across, you know, anything. Just see far. Our God is Almighty God. He is wonderful God. I know most of us have different challenge. No, some family challenge, some finance challenge, some work challenge, and different challenges. But our God is faithful. We are worshiping faithful God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, he's the same. Today, yesterday, forever. Hallelujah. He's the same as before, as yesterday. Hallelujah. We are not just following history. We are worshiping Almighty God. Hallelujah. Our God is working today. Our God is near for his people today. Hallelujah. But we have to wait before him. He has way for each of us, you know, according to our need, according to our prayers. We have to be before him. We have to have patience, tolerance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, we have to serve, you know, our God. When we want to serve God, can we see physically our God? No, we have to serve his church. He loves his church. He purchased by his blood. When you serve his church, you are serving your God. Hallelujah. You know, if you have problems, challenge in your life, do you remember David at once was singing like this, Psalms 40, verse 1 and 2. I waited patiently for the Lord. What he said? I waited. How? Patiently. For the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And he said, God put songs on my mouth. He changed my life. He changed things in my life. Hallelujah. The God of David is our God. Hallelujah. Wait before him. And serve him. Be close for his church. Be close with people of God. With your pastor. Receive instructions. Receive advice from your pastor. You know, my leader is living in America and he's traveling in Africa. His name is Brother Adams. I love him very much. He's so nice person. He's polite person. He's great person. Always I want to hear from him. I want to listen. Even if I have different idea, I want to submit for his idea. Because God gave me to be leader for me. Hallelujah. So, you know, God wants to give someone in our life. So we have to know God is working with that person. Hallelujah. And, you know, God has a plan for us. He has a good plan. But we have to be loyal, faithful. We have to have right spirit. Hallelujah. We have to have positive mind. We have to have, you know, positive heart, you know, for word of God. Then God has blessing for us. You know, there is problem when we are living in this world. When? Until we will go to heaven. Hallelujah. Why? God has plan. That's his plan. To change our life. To test us. So we have to pass the test. Hallelujah. You know, we don't need to be like children. You know, I have grandchildren. You know, sometimes they ask me wrong thing. They want, for example, they want to jump from here and there. When I say, let me help you. No, 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 grandpa, no, no, I want to jump. If I leave them, you know, it's difficult. It's dangerous for them. So even if they cry, I stop them. Sometimes, you know, we want to do something or we have plan to do something, but God stop us. Because he knows how to lead his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, before 3 years, I testified about my life. When I started to serve God, I was very young. And God took me just through persecution to serve him. I was 8 times in prison because of preaching. But God had a plan. There was, you know, open door to serve him. Where? In prison. Yes, the place wasn't comfortable. It was very challenging. But God was working with me. You know, he sent me to save people there in different times. Especially one time, you know, it was very tough to preach there where I went. And I was serving during night time. And people came. They broke the door. And they started to beat us. And they took us to prison. And we didn't say, why God? Why? You are great God. We are serving you. Why these people doing this? We didn't say that. We considered ourselves as great man of people. Because apostles passed through persecution. Isn't it great history to pass in persecution like Paul and like Peter? Hallelujah. You know that? The first day, just, you know, ladies just were another room. We were another room, men. So I gave instruction, one of those ladies, when we are silent, I am teaching. So try to teach them. When we start to sing, sing with us in prison. What was we were singing? I have prize. I have prize if I follow Jesus. I have prize if I serve Jesus. Like Abraham, like his people, I have prize. So, you know, the Spirit of God was there. The presence of God was there. Hallelujah. And soldiers who were keeping us were 4 people. They became to be attracted. And after our singing, I started to preach them. God opened their heart. During that night, it was after midnight, 4 p.m. In Ethiopia, 4 p.m. is after midnight. So I took them to river no one stop us because those soldiers were keeping us. So they became believers, and I took them river, I baptized them in the name of Jesus. God has plan in different situations, difficult situations. And, you know, next days I was preaching for many people and leaders, administrators, priests, they saw as I'm not stopping preaching, even in prison. They took me another place. And I started to preach there. So, again, they took me very far place. You know, they were trying to stop the work of God. But no one can stop God. Hallelujah. If God opened doors, no one can shut it. Hallelujah. You know, they took us, they took me another prison. The next day, someone came to me. And he had chain. And I asked to that person, why you have chain? He replied to me, I have this penalty because I killed someone. Court decided death upon me, he said. Then I started to preach him. God opened his heart. He repented. Hallelujah. He repented. And not only that person, another four people, again, repented, believed Jesus. You know, God gave me favor before soldiers again. Before the chairman of prison, God gave me favor. So, they allowed me to take those people for baptism. Hallelujah. I was prisoner, but I was working. Hallelujah. And I baptized another four people. But that person who had this penalty, it was difficult to take him. But I was praying to have way. God has way. God has way. You know, it's difficult, you know, just as human mind to baptize that person. He was very difficult person. Even people did not believe when he started worshiping with me. But, you know, the chairman of that prison was loving me. God gave me favor before him. And I asked him, I am going to baptize this guy. Please, could you find a way to baptize him? I said. He replied, Fagada, you are worshiping great God. I am looking that. So pray, he said. I was praying and continued. Just he said, give me 2 days. After 2 days, he called me and he held my hands. He took me somewhere. There was big container. You know, the prison administrator prepared to have water. So the chairman asked me, is it useful for you? Perfect, I said. Hallelujah. Even it wasn't easy to baptize that guy during the daytime. But the chairman, you know, planned just for me to baptize that person. You know, just after midnight, he ordered soldiers to be with us. They called us, and we went to that place. I baptized him in the name of Jesus. Next days, I continued to preach. Again, I baptized 18 people in the name of Jesus. So, when God takes us somewhere, he has planned. When he gives us challenge, he has planned. Just wait before him. You'll see his miracle. Hallelujah. Just, it's important to be loyal for God, for church, no, for people of God. We'll be blessed. Hallelujah. We'll be blessed. You know, God has done many things in my life. When God called me, as I told you, I was very young. Before that, you know, when I was 12 years, my dad died and I disappeared from my mother. Just I went to the capital city of Ethiopia. And no one was willing to help me. My father was administrator and judge in our area where I born. But I became just, you know, helpless. Actually, I wasn't homeless, but it was a tough time for me. Even I slept like this corridor. I started to learn during night time, and I continued. I was third grade, and I continued until seventh grade. But after that, I couldn't make it. Life was very difficult. But, you know, God was working in my life. You know, I tried to continue my education, but I couldn't the first year. And second year, I tried, I couldn't. Because of challenge, not because of, you know, capacity. And I tried third time, I couldn't. But God was teaching me. God was taking me, you know, in difficult ways. And fourth year, I passed eighth grade. After that, I couldn't. You know, third year, I passed eighth grade. But after that, God called me. When God called me for preaching, I said to God, I'm illiterate. How can I serve you, God? God told me. Do you remember? I spoke for person through donkey. You are better than donkey. I can use you. Hallelujah. So, I assumed I'm illiterate, but God used my life. God used my life to plant churches. You know, it's long history. You know, after time, you know, always God has reward. God rewarded Ruth because she left everything to serve Naomi. Hallelujah. Just, you know, after time, God opened the chance. Actually, there was a challenge. Do you know that? That illiterate young guy. Now, I have 4 degrees. I have PhD. I'm a doctor. You know, before I came here, I wrote a book, that's a legal book. You know, people were very happy. Even I didn't pay to publish my book. Who rejected me? Who was taking me for persecution? God changed their mind. God gave me favor before them. Those people paid for publishing. Praise God. That illiterate boy became a doctor. And, you know, when I had book inauguration, you know, I was standing like this pulpit, but, you know, just many microphones were there. All televisions, you know, were there to have, you know, picture and to have interview. Almost for 15 days, I was on television, every television, not one television. I was, you know, interviewing, you know, on radios, live. God has a way to bless us, to give favor before people, to give favor before our family. You know, my society was rejecting me. You know, they were taking me to prison, but now they have respect. Hallelujah. 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 So, even now, I'm ready to serve God, to follow His instructions. It's good to practice as a lawyer, to have good money, but it's better to serve God. Hallelujah. As Pastor said, when I came here, I was serving as, you know, part-time. Just I was giving 15% of my time. Last year, I gave my 75% from my time. I was using 25% for my own. But this year, I decided to give 100% to God. Because serving God is better than anything. We'll have prize one day. We'll be before Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to use our life, you know, to be blessing for many. You know, God asked to Abraham to leave his country, his family, and to be before God. Abraham left his family, his country. He served God. You know, God was asking him, just follow me. I will make great your name. Your name will be great. You will be blessing for many people. And God did that. God made great the name of Abraham. God gave him, you know, almost nations to Abraham. God blessed Abraham. If we follow our God, if we are close to Him, if we are close to His church, God has planned to us. God will bless us. He has destiny for each of us. Hallelujah. He has destiny. He has blessing. Praise God. You know, I was serving with old shoes. I hadn't even, you know, to have like this suit. Even I hadn't money to eat when I gave my golden time, my golden age. But golden thing is serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better than anything. To live for Him. To submit for Him. Hallelujah. To be committed for Him. Hallelujah. To engage with His ministry. Hallelujah. Do you have ministry in church? Just be faithful. Be loyal for your ministry, for your pastor, for your God. God has blessing for you. Don't kiss the church of God like Orpha. Be close to serve His church. God will bless you. Praise God. Praise God. I love you. God be with you.
Thank you so very much, Brother Desta.
for challenging us tonight. And as our Brother Derek can start playing, God has a plan. It just amazes me sometimes. I said recently, we just got back from vacation. His message tonight, waiting before God. I got some stories that happened on vacation. We got a series, a message series that came out of our vacation this year. But so much of it was just being patient with God, waiting, and trying to understand and realize why God does things the way that He does them. I'll never understand the mind of God. Sometimes I try, but I just can't quite get there from where I'm at. But God has a plan. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for this church. So as Brother Derek leads us in worship tonight, as we close this service out, I want to open up this altar. If you're struggling with patience, waiting on God, if you've been waiting on God for something in your life and it hasn't happened yet, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't get stubborn. Don't dig your heels in. Just submit. That's what I found out. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is just simply submit yourself to God. Say, Lord, you know what? My mess that I've created, I want to bring it and give it all to you. And he's an expert at sorting it all out and making it all work out for his good, which works out for our good. So as Brother Derek leads us in worship, I want to open up this altar tonight for us to come and pray. God bless you. Thank you so very much, Brother Desta. It's been such a blessing to us tonight. God bless you.
Well, we might have to do a little acapella. How about that, huh? There's not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time, He'll get involved. Our God, He cares about us. So let's wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And He'll renew your strength. There's not a night too dark, a journey too long to embark. Jesus will see you through. In time, He'll make you new. Because our God, He cares about us. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And He'll renew your strength. Let's sing that again. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And You renew your strength. Wait on the Lord. wait on the Lord, and He'll renew your strength. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, Jesus. Wait on the Lord, and He'll renew your strength. 'Cause He's ordering. Oh, He's ordering your steps. You've got a way. Oh, you've got a way. You've got a way. 'Cause He's ordering. God, I believe that You're ordering. He's ordering your steps. You've got a way. You've got a way. You've got a way. God, I believe that You're ordering. God, I believe that You're ordering our steps. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And He'll renew your strength. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And He'll renew your strength.
God, there's just such a sweet presence of the Spirit of the Lord in this place tonight. Praise God, praise God. Go ahead and sing another song, Brother Derek. Go ahead and sing another. Praise God.
So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And He'll renew your strength. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the
Brother Dessa, just the man that he referred to that was in prison, that was baptized in the middle of the night, had a death sentence for the murder that he committed. And they changed his death sentence and they released him after he was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Thank you once again, Brother Desta, for coming tonight. Thank you so very much. Now, I had made mention before he came to preach about helping start a church there. We'll go into a little more. We'll have an offering we'll take up. If you'd like to take and think about this while you're going home this week, we'll bring this up a little bit, Brother James. $50 a month. Okay, now, I wasn't prepared necessarily. Sister Jessica, are you in here? Okay, Brother James, $50 a month. All right, since we got this thing going, we're just going to keep going with this. Is that all right with you folks? All right. How many of you want to build a headquarters church and a Bible school to replace the losses that we suffered in Ethiopia?